These are the adventures of the Bob Bell Show.
Was that sarcasm?
Okay, back to the show.
Joy 620.
WRJZ.
I almost forgot. I can't believe I almost forgot, but I almost forgot. Michael Clark of Kitco is going to bring some children in here a little bit later on, the 7 o'clock hour, for Bob's Junior co-hosts. So it's going to be multiple co-hosts, as it were. But I'm excited about that. From Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County at 99.5 and all over the world at WRJZ.com. What are you doing, Claybo? You're making faces over there. You're scaring me there. Is it me? Is it me? Did I do something? I sound like the needy baby, greedy baby, don't I? Is it me? Did I do? Oh, no. Oh. Be careful. Hey, you know what we could do is we could play Match Game 21 early this. You want to do it early? Just to give our early listeners a chance to win? Because we were unsuccessful yesterday. All they have to do is get 3 out of 5 matches.
Wait a minute. I don't have the theme queued up. I'll just have to go, wow, bomb, boom, boom, boom. I can't do that. That sounds stupid.
You got to do, wow.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
It's going to be a little bit tighter now.
Did you know I never knew exactly what made that sound until years and years and years later? That was a guitar. I didn't know it was a guitar that made that.
Well, it's a certain type of guitar that they've got, and they got a little bar on it that bends a string. Wow. I don't know. What are you people that are really musical and really knows what they're talking about, call me.
I mean, I love music, and I was always fascinated by how they did that and what instrument was used to do it. I just never knew.
It's like, 607. So if you're interested in playing, you're going to match whether I would choose the movie Big or the movie Turner and Hooch, a Mexican omelet or quiche.
I like the Tom Hanks Turner and Hooch.
If you want to choose Two Doors Down or Dolly Parton's Tennessee Homesick Blues.
Two Doors Down.
If you want to choose Crest or Colgate as far as toothpaste.
Yep.
Or if you want to choose Daffy Duck or Donald Duck. 3, 4, 2 of your ducks.
You're despicable.
So if you get 3 out of 5 right, as Dave wipes off his microphone.
Yeah.
You're despicable.
Yeah, that's a lot of spittle.
342-5620. What are you going to win? Well, you win 7 Ways to Choose Healing from Stephen Arterburn, New Life Live. Creatures of Habit, the book from Stephen Poe, with a foreword by Stephen Arterburn from New Life Live. And a free Hammond Goodies $12 gift card, 342-5620.
And it's all pre-time capsule.
It really is. I wanted our and you can interrupt any time during the time capsule and call and say, okay, I want to do the match game thing. We'll keep it up there for you. 342-5620. Again, I have 5 items that I just mentioned. You only have to match 3 out of 5 that I would choose. So this is kind of a know your host. Some of you know me pretty well, and I'm sure that even people who don't know me could choose 3 out of 5, surely out of that. Yes, and stop calling me Shirley. So the number, 865-342-5620. Just tell Dave, I want to participate in match game.
And I will say, you may participate.
Okie dokie. Or he'll say, okie doke. What does a yellow light? Never mind.
Oh, gosh. What does a yellow light mean?
I was pulling up to a yellow light in Saluda, South Carolina, just the other day with my beautiful wife, and I started doing that. What does a yellow light mean? Slow down. What does... It was just awesome. And she's looking at me like, I don't know. Maybe he's off his meds. I don't know. What do we do with him? So you get 7 Ways to Choose Healing from Stephen Arterburn, another book from Stephen Poe called Creatures of Habit, plus a free Hammond Goodies gift card, 342-5620, if you just simply match 3 out of 5 that I have in Match Game 21. Now, these are easy. We had one participant yesterday, and they weren't able to match 3. They got 2, and I can't tell you which 2, because that would give it away. 342-5620. It's 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. In the meantime, we're going to hit it for today's wonderful edition of Time Capsule.
The time.
Today is the birthday of the Brockton Bomber. Who's the Brockton Bomber? I'll tell you. Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. So it's 9/21/21. 264th day of the year. There's only 101 days left in this year. Amazing. Boxing fans all over the world will know who the Brockton Bomber was. Knocking the heavyweight champion, Rocky Marciano, to the floor the night of 1955. But the champ got up, just as he had done in every fight before, and went on to defeat Moore. Rocky Marciano was the only world champion of any weight to have won every fight of his professional career, spanning from 1947 to 1956. Now, that's a long 9.5 years. 43 of his 49 fights were won by KOs, or because he hurt the other dude so bad that the fight had to be stopped. That's your Rocky right there. He was tough as a pine knot. In 1784, America's first daily newspaper, the Pennsylvania Packet and Daily Advertiser, was published in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, that's 1784. On this date, 90 years ago, Larry Hagman was born. Ladies and gentlemen, you may remember him from I Dream of Jeannie and Dallas. Died in 2012. He also starred in the movie Staying Afloat, In Harm's Way, Failsafe. And did you know he's the son of actress Mary Martin? He would have been 90 years old today. How about that? The son of Mary Martin. Wow. Yeah. I love it. Did I put Perry Mason? Oh, it was not. You skipped a page on me. All right. 1957 on this date. Famed trial lawyer Perry Mason came to television. 1957 with the creation of The Perry Mason Show. It started first, though, as a CBS radio series, so there wasn't much left to create. Della Street was played by the great Barbara Hale. Remember that? Of course, we know the lawyer, Perry Mason. Raymond Burr, the very best. Meanwhile, happy birthday goes out to Henry Gibson, who would have born on this date in 1935. Isn't that very interesting? Several other things he was known for. Henry Gibson Bateman died in 2009, starred in Rowan Martin's Laugh-In. Several other things down through the years. Didn't he play a small bit part in the Blues Brothers movie? Yeah, he sure did. That was funny. Turning 80 today, singer of Patches, ladies and gentlemen, Dickie Lee is 80.
Down by the river that flows by the coal yards, stand wooden
Dickie Lee Lipscomb is his actual name.
With shutters torn down.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Patches, my darling, of Oceany Town.
So what's the other song named Patches?
We plan to
marry. It's by Clarence Carter.
When June brought the sun.
Completely different song. This is kind of a happy song, actually. I think this is on one of my grandson's playlists.
Now
but they get to hear that before they go to bed. Dickie Lee turns 80 today from Joy 620. There he is. Happy birthday would also go out to Stephen King, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Christine, The Stand, The Shining, Pet Cemetery.
You know, one actress in that Shining, I think Shelley Duvall, she had a lot of problems after that. Mental issues.
Did it mess her up, you reckon?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You have to read it. It's very interesting.
Stephen King is 74 today.
Wow.
All that he's done. Started very young, by the way. Happy birthday also goes out to Artis Gilmore, the great basketball player for the Chicago Bulls. One of my coaches in high school said he guarded Artis Gilmore in college for one half. He said, yeah, he only scored 23 points in the first half. He said, I did pretty good. He only scored 23. Artis Gilmore, yeah, holds the league record for career field goal percentage. He played with the Kentucky Colonels, Rookie of the Year, 1971. Meanwhile, the great Bill Murray, ladies and gentlemen, turned 71 today from Ghostbusters fame. Groundhog Day. What about Bob? That was good. Every time I say, what about Bob, people get those visions in their mind of that movie. Because it was hilarious. I just threw Ghostbusters in because I like the music.
I think of that one part where he's at the table and he goes, I mean, over-exaggerate and Dreyfuss just goes, will you please shut up?
Will you please shut up? See, his part doesn't come off as well without Dreyfuss. Without Richard Dreyfuss doing his thing. I mean, he was good. Happy birthday goes out to Dave Collier, Full House fame, turning 62 today at Joy 620 WRJZ. He had sort of a semi-mullet, but he was overshadowed by the other mullet on the show. Uncle Jesse. Yeah. Whatever happened to you? But Dave Coulier, cut it out. Evening TV. 62 today at Joy 620 WRJZ. Oh, I left it up to you. Happy birthday also goes out to Faith Hill, who turns 54 today. Who all's been on the Kiss Cam over at Thompson Bowling Arena?
That's the only song that I'm probably familiar with her. That's
the big one. That's good. You done good, I think. All I wanted was a white night. This kiss. Soft touch, fast torch. Faith Hill. To the sunset. Baby, I'm forever yours. All right, one more before we go. Well, happy birthday, first off, goes out to Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake is 53 today, TV talk show host. I know, you miss her on television, don't you? I don't know.
Oh, she is cute. She's adorable.
Is she still on?
I don't know.
I mean,
she had some issues with her weight. I think she had had that gastric bypass surgery done at one time.
But I think she turned out okay. Yeah.
It's been a while since we'd seen her on TV.
Happy birthday also goes out to Alfonso Ribeiro, who turns 50 today, ladies and gentlemen.
The Pepsi boy.
Yes, let's do the Carlton, as we would see many times on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Here we go.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. Ba-da-da-da. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
Alfonso Ribeiro turns 50 today. 50 today. Come back.
Wow. Alfonso.
It's not unusual.
The Carlton, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Silver Spoons, and the Mighty Pawns. Also, happy birthday goes out to Nicole Richie. We didn't have any music for her, so we'll just keep the Alfonso music going. Coming up, more chances for you to win. Bob's Match Game 21. All right here, Joy 620 WRJZ. Prizes from New Life Live and a gift certificate from Ham and Goodies. No matter what you say.
The Bob Bell Show.
He does love to play hard to get.
That's a good thing he's not real good at it.
Find The Bob Bell Show online at WRJZ.com and at Joy 620 WRJZ.
Oh, you've ended up an hour, okay. Joy 620 WRJZ, just a reminder. We do have Bob's junior co-host coming up at 7 o'clock. Several on the way. I don't know how many kids he's going to bring. Michael Clark from Kiko. Right here from Joy 620 WRJZ. We're going to play Match Game and a chance for you to win. The number is 342-5620. If you want to climb online right now, 865-342-5620. You win Creatures of Habit from, I guess it's Stephen Pope. Yeah. Steve Pope. With a forward from Stephen Arterburn, this is, of course, from New Life Live, our ministry of the month of September. Heard at 1 o'clock weekdays. Also, 7 Ways to Choose Healing. This is a very good booklet. It's only about 170 some odd pages. Not many, but it's my kind of booklet. When you put a let in front of it, that's my kind of book. Booklet. Yeah. It's called 7 Ways to Choose Healing from Stephen Arterburn. Excellent. What a great resource. Also, the Hammond Goodies gift card, 342-5620. 342-5620. Here's all you have to do. I've got 5 things to choose from. As far as eggs go, would Bob rather have a Mexican omelet or quiche? As far as movies go, from Tom Hanks, would Bob rather have Big or Turner and Hooch? As far as Dolly Parton songs, would Bob rather have Two Doors Down or Tennessee Homesick Blues? As far as toothpaste goes, would Bob rather have Colgate or Crest? As far as ducks go, that's ducks. Would Bob rather have Daffy Duck or Donald Duck? You choose. What Bob would say, if you get 3 out of 5 right, which means you don't have to get all these right, then you win the prizes I just talked about. 342-5620. So again, it's omelet or quiche. In movies, Big or Turner and Hooch. Two Doors Down or Tennessee Homesick Blues. Crest or Colgate. Daffy Duck or Donald Duck. 342-5620. 342-5620. How well do you know your talk show host? That guy. You know, the goofy guy with his name on the program. Good morning and welcome in. Temperature 67 degrees as we get cranked up. Yeah, we do want to give it away eventually. I got it in my stash and I'm going to get rid of it before the kids get here. You know what I'm saying? Now, we could cut it for right now and talk about general things. Give them a chance to call, 342-5620. Uncle Dave will answer the phone, and you'll say, yeah, I want to play match game with Bob. And, you know, there's a really, 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 really good chance you're going to win. There really is. There really is. Today, as we said, is Brockton Bomber Day. Rocky Marciano, a great champion in boxing, as was Muhammad Ali, as was George Foreman, and then the grill. Many great hamburgers were made after that. You know, I think about boxing careers and how boxing is no longer a dominant sport. It's now MMA and or other forms of hand-to-hand combat, mixed martial arts. In town, I remember one of our junior co-hosts back in the day, she was and still is a big Brazilian jiu-jitsu competitor. I'd never heard of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And Dave, remember I had her put a chokehold on me? Yeah, she about put me out. I mean, it was a harmless looking little girl. Nuh-uh. But it also made me feel good. This little girl felt like she could compete because she could, and she actually had won several tournaments. But anyway, there's a lot of things that have changed in sports. I was talking to Jordan about the way Josh Heupel approaches most of his players. Yeah, he'll get on to them, but it's kind of like, hey, listen, you have that opening over there. Next time, be sure and hit it. You got me? You got me? He likes to use that word, you got me. Josh Heupel, head football coach, University of Tennessee. You got me? Whereas the previous coach was, I... And then a lot of cuss words that you couldn't say. I mean, he really cursed a lot. I haven't heard one cuss word come out of Josh Heupel's mouth. Now, that doesn't mean that on the sidelines you couldn't read lips. But I don't know. I haven't seen it. I admire that. There's no reason to. There's no reason to be cussing. Believe me. My coach, Coach Gary Householder, who I understand occasionally listens to us. What's up, Coach? I think he cursed one time in all of the 5 years that I played for him. And I don't blame him, frankly. And it truly was a slip of the mouth. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't premeditated. It wasn't something that he went out. There's some of these coaches who use cursing as though it's an art form. Kind of like in The Christmas Story, you know, when Ralphie was describing his dad. And I just don't think there's a place for it. Well, of course, no, it's not necessary. You can get your point across. You can have discipline. But some people have been convinced since the time they were little boys, little girls, that in order to make your point, there has to be a curse word come slipping out. Remember, what the Bible says is the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you're cursing, you're really showing what's in your heart. Remember somebody close to me saying, well, I don't mean that. Well, of course you do. You say it multiple times every day. Of course you mean it. Oh, I don't know. It's just something I say. No, you mean it. The words mean things. You're saying it for a reason. You want somebody to hear it. The reason you want somebody to hear it is because you mean it. So watch what you say. Coming up during Bob's Big Breakfast, it's going to be good. It's going to be kind of a self-examining time for me. When Erwin Lutzer talks about don't be one of those Pharisees that picks apart everybody in every way and everything and everybody. You know, just don't do that. Don't do that. All right, 342-5620. The match game line is open. Now it's time for news with Dave Clabo. Dave Clabo's got the news brought to you by Fleet Tire, Woodland Avenue, exit 122, or actually exit 1A, right there off the interstate. Just tell them Bob Bell sent you. Actually, is it 1B? It's 1B off 275. There it is. Yeah, it's Woodland Avenue. But tell them Bob Bell sent you in there. That's where I get my brand new tires, Michelin's, Goodyear, all the best right there.
Okay, get ready. It's time for the Bob Bell Show. Joy 620 WRJZ.
Don't need money. Don't take fame.
Yeah.
Don't need no credit card to ride in this train.
Come on, sing it now.
And it's sudden and it's cool sometimes. But it might just save your life. That's the power of life.
6:37, now 23 minutes away from 7 o'clock at Joy 620 WRJZ. Yeah, a friend of mine and I were talking yesterday. We are concerned for the church. And I think it's high time for us all to admit that there should be a concern. The church, the capital C, especially the church in America, where we've suffered ourselves from influenza. That is, affluenza, frankly. There's no vaccination for that. Affluenza. We have anything we want, anytime we want, anyhow we want. Food's not an issue right now. Right now, this'll change. But at the moment, you don't worry about somebody busting down the back door of your church. Unless maybe you live in California. We've had that happen before where several activists from the LGBTQ community, people forget this. This is many years ago, by the way. I mean, back in the 90s. Pounding on the back door of the church, the narthex of the church is, a given church in California. I remember Dr. Dobson talking about it and playing some audio from it. You could hear shrieks and sounds, almost like animal sounds outside. It was almost demonic sounding. As they were wanting to disrupt the worship service, and the pastor kept preaching and kept saying to the congregation, let's keep our mind on the worship of God and pray for those who are outside. And yet you could hear the audio and the shrieking and the pounding and the knocking and threats, murderous threats. Then the congregation would leave church, you know, a few minutes later after the service was over, and the things that were said to them are not repeatable on the air. Oh, you didn't hear about that story? Do you mean you mean Dan Rather didn't tell you about that? Oh, no. Roger Mudd didn't say anything about it? What about the late Peter Jennings? Did he say no? He didn't say anything.
You know what
about
I find? You know what I find really interesting about that is that they would not report their own constituents doing stuff like that. You would think they would.
Yeah, well, it's not about reporting. It's not about journalism. That's what we were talking about last week with Riley. Journalism's not journalism.
No.
There's not much journaling anymore. That is, just say what it is. You know, even what Peter Ducey did yesterday for Fox, I get what he's doing. He's asking these questions that can't be answered, and he's right. There are no answers for these questions that he said, but he's doing it to make a point. He's not doing it to try to discern information. Like he asked the president, do you still believe that the over-the-horizon technology works well? Well, remember the drone strike a couple of weeks ago in Afghanistan? They said that they were going after an ISIS-K terrorist, which they were. Well, what happened? Well, there were 10 people killed. They were all civilians. 3 were adults, 2 were aid workers, and 7 were children. 7 were children. 2 were aid workers. There wasn't a terrorist in them. The reason that it was a mistake is because there were no boots on the ground to establish, yes, that's who that is, or no, that's not who that is, don't do it. There was nobody there. This is why these decisions do matter. But who's making these decisions? That's why I asked that question last week. I'm not sitting here telling you, and as I was talking to my friend yesterday, it's not going to be a political answer to a spiritual problem. It's just these political problems are yet another indication of man's sin. And really, it's the church in America that teaches weekly, and I don't mean weekly as in W-E-E-K-L-Y, I mean weekly as in W-E-A-K-L-Y, teaches very, very weak theology. Almost a Gnosticism sometimes, or if it feels good, do it, or you know, God's just some old grandfather on the throne that'll wink at you and let you in, no matter what you've done. Well, yeah, if you come to him in repentance, if you throw up your white flag of surrender, then the process begins to change and your position in him becomes totally different because you have a relationship with the Lord through the blood of Christ and through his son, Jesus Christ. But if you don't, I think sometimes in churches we're starting to almost sound like just almost any old way you want to come to heaven is the way you come to heaven. Well, no. The only way you receive the gift of eternal life is on his terms. This is all about his glorification. We spend too much church time talking about how cute and cuddly we are instead of how great God is. This is all about how great God is. But you're so precious to God. Yes, you are. And I do want you to understand Psalm 139 is true. But that's not where our emphasis is. Our emphasis is how great God is for thinking that we are worthy to be saved. That's how great it is. The number is 342-5620. So that's why we do what we do here, Joy 620. We are here so that we teach the unashamed, unabashed word of God, so that our hearts and minds are changed, that we're falling under conviction. We're here to lift up ministries like Mission of Hope and KICO, ministries like Knox Area Rescue Ministries, ministries like so many others, Street Hope. I can go on and on. Hand Up for Women. We're here to do that, to help them do the ministry they do, but also to lift up churches and to encourage churches, to encourage people to be really committed to the body. So it's not just committed to a church building and a meeting time, although that's very important that we meet together, but it's also being encouraged to be committed to one another. It's a popular commercial going on now for the NFL. It's called Who's Got Your Back? Who's got your back? I got your back. Who's got your back? That should be enigmatic and automatic for us, for those of us who are Christians. We should have each other's back so that we pick each other up, spur one another on, encourage each other to do the work that's to be done. All right, the number is 342-5620. Again, we're playing Match Game 21. I don't know what it's going to take to give these away. I'm going to try. With all that's in me, I'm going to try. As we go to the break, you go ahead and get your dialing finger ready and dial 342-5620. We can play match game. And the matching of these terms right here, there's five of them. If you get three out of five right, you're a winner. So the standard is low. I mean, this is going to be easy for you. If you had won anything in the last 30 days, you're eligible. Quiche or Mexican omelet? The movie Big or the movie Turner and Hooch? The song Two Doors Down or the song Tennessee Homesick Blues? The toothpaste Crest or Colgate? By the way, I just got my teeth cleaned yesterday. It feels so good. Yeah. Daffy Duck or Donald Duck? Now, you get three out of five of those right, of which what I would say, what would Bob say, and you're the winner of all these prizes from New Life Live and a Hammond Goodies gift card. Now, that's pretty good. The number's 342-5620. Participate with me here in just a few minutes when we come back from break. 342-5620. Also, we'll have today's edition of Say What on the way.
Some say he's a product of global climate change.
You don't need a PhD in climate science to understand what's going on.
Bob Bell, Joy 620,
WRJZ.
We are peculiar people. We are peculiar people.
We are peculiar people.
There is water,
yes, we are. I'm looking at you, Claybo. 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock, Joy 620, WRJZ. 102.5 FM, 99.5 in Sevier County, and all over the world at WRJZ.com. Waiting patiently is the one and only Kenneth. Kenneth, welcome to the show. How are you, sir? Oh, Kenneth.
We've waited for you so long, Kenneth. Please don't hang up.
Hey, Kenneth, are you there? Oh, Kenneth! The number's 342-5620. 342-5620. Maybe Kenneth had to go. Never know. It's 7 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We had us a live one. We're just playing match game. All you're doing is playing match games. You can win a free Hammond Goodies.
Yeah, we had a live one. He bit the hook and then he just left.
One got away.
You could have your choice of Mexican omelet or quiche as far as what would match Bob. What would match Bob? The movie Big or Turner and Hooch. What would match Bob? Two Doors Down or Tennessee Homesick Blues. Both of those are Dolly. What would match Bob? Crest or Colgate? Daffy Duck or Donald Duck? So the prizes also include a nice little booklet from Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn's booklet called The Choice. That is Choosing to Forgive. Choosing Healing. Also the book from Stephen Poe, Habits You Need to Break. How do you break those habits? How do you get rid of those habits? The number 342-5620, 342-5620. There you are. As we play Match Game 2021. I do not have the long microphone like Gene Rayburn did back in 1974.
Oh, that was funny.
I do not have the plaid pants. Although those are pretty cool. But the plaid coat to go with it. I mean, that was the real matching plaid jacket. Like, wow.
Well, you know who else wears plaid pants, you know?
Who's that?
Golfers.
Well, sometimes.
Golf is not a game. It's men in ugly pants walking. That's all it is.
I tell you what.
Hey, that may be him.
Ian Poulter or perhaps John Daly. Amazing what they wear. The number is 342-5620 as we do have people being processed on the line. Joy 620 WRJZ. Let's go to the phones and see if we can get with Rusty. Good morning, Rusty. How are you?
Very good. Very good. How are you this morning?
Very well. And all you have to do to win the prizes, including the Hammond Goodies gift card, is match three out of five. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Would Bob say Mexican omelet or quiche?
Mexican omelet.
You are right there. Quiche is close, though, because I had really great quiche over the weekend at my daughter's house, so I was excited about that. All right,
my daughter makes some great quiche.
I mean, I love it. Of course, it had bacon in it. The movie Turner and Hooch or the movie Big from Tom Hanks?
Turner and Hooch.
That's two. The reason I say that is because I have a grand dog who is also a French Mastiff. Just like Hooch. Exactly. All right. The song Two Doors Down or Tennessee Homesick Blues from Dolly?
I'm going to go Tennessee Homesick Blues.
Wow. He got them already. Wow. You're the winner, Rusty. Very good job. All right. Now, Rusty, these two are just for fun since you've already won. Daffy Duck or Donald Duck?
Daffy Duck.
How did you know that?
Oh,
did you just take a guess?
I'm probably about your age, and I prefer Daffy Duck over Donald Duck.
I do too. I most certainly do. All right, Crest or Colgate?
Crest.
That's the only one you got wrong. That's pretty good. 4 out of 5, but only needed 3. So you're the winner, Rusty. Hang on. We got to get some more information from you. You've got the 2 books from New Life Live plus a free Hammond Goodies gift card. Sound good?
Sounds great. Sounds
trusty,
great. Thank you.
Trusty Rusty. Hang on where you are, bud.
All right.
From Joy 620 WRJZ. There you go. It's that simple. A little match. I can finally throw this away. The sheet I can finally throw. There we go. There. Tossed where it should be. Time now for today's Say What?
As the 21st century began, the future was more civilized.
Are you going to propose?
Propose,
because if you're not, quit staring at me.
But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
The English language had deteriorated into a hybrid of hillbilly.
I see. Frogs eat flies.
Inner city slang.
I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
And various grunts.
Say what again?
Everybody loves somebody sometimes.
This one's really a bad.
Everybody falls bad. In love somehow.
A pair of sheep got loose from their pen in Texas. It was such a big deal. I mean, this was like, you think 2 sheep get loose, big deal. No, this was a big deal. They led animal care officers literally on a foot chase. At one point, ended up on a busy highway where it became a motor and hoof chase, as you will. The City of San Antonio Animal Care Services said that officers responded to multiple calls Sunday about 2 loose sheep grazing in the field next to the Texas 151 highway. I think I've been around there somewhere. The Post said the sheep became spooked when officers approached them, of course. When they got the blue suit, the taser, like, the, you know, they didn't know if they were going to get sheared. You know, and that, of course they're going to be spooked. But the whole thing was the fact that they were chasing sheep down a highway. You can't pay those guys enough. You can't. Drought conditions in Utah Reservoir led to the revealing of an unusual piece of state's history, the remnants of a ghost town there, they say. Utah State Parks Commissioner Rockport Reservoir, situated at Rockport State Park in Summit County, has recently receded to 26% of its capacity, leading remnants of a town of Rockport to emerge from the water for the first time in years. Kind of like the Midwestern Atlantis, but there it is. It's all there in its glory. Meanwhile, and finally, listen, I'm going to tell you, as a former alcoholic, do not drink beer. Okay, so there's my speech. Well, why do you say that? I'm just telling you. Ain't nothing good comes from it. I'm going to tell you. But this is crazy here. The latest beer from Boston brewer Samuel Adams bears a price tag of $240 per bottle. It also has another notable distinction. It's illegal in 15 states. Because the content of this Samuel Adams is so high of the alcohol, it'll put you within a 24.5-ounce bottle. The beverage contains 28% alcohol by volume, more than 5 times the average of beer. And I promise you, the real Samuel Adams didn't drink beer that strong. Anyway, 7 o'clock at Joy 620, WRJZ. What did Uncle Bob say? Don't drink beer. But listen, half of Milwaukee lost their job when I quit drinking beer. But it's okay. I see. You'll get that later. We're back in a few moments with Bob's junior co-host and Michael Clark. Clark, are you one of the junior co-hosts today?
I'm not one of the junior co-hosts.
You should be just considered one of the junior co-hosts. I mean, you're junior enough.
I've been around a while.
Yeah, but you got a new youngin' coming soon.
We do.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll be praying for you. 7 o'clock time for news brought to you by our good friends at Fox Toyota. They are the people who also sponsor Today's Word, where we feature a different church each and every Sunday afternoon. I love them. Fox Toyota, exit 122 off I-75 North in beautiful Clinton, Tennessee, sponsors of the news.